Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Please come back again. Goodbye for now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Excuse me, Ms. Ghafoori?
She's not here right now. You are?
Can you give her a message?
Go ahead.
Tell her, Miss Ghafoori, do you take us for fools? You came that day and insisted your writing had to be typed up that very night. And then you haven't shown up for 4 days.
I'm sorry. Something has come up for Mrs. Ghafoori. If you give me your address, I'll come pick it up from you.
Okay, write this down.
According to Mrs. Hekmat, Abbas was very honorable, even as a child. Of course, these things, and what I'll describe later, doesn't mean he didn't have a normal childhood and youth. Another memory from Uncle Shaban, Abbas's uncle, Melahay Hekmat's father.
We'll send the kite way up in the sky. Beirut and his friends are going to be very jealous of us.
Hopefully it won't be like last week when it fell and we looked like fools.
No way. That one's frame was crooked, otherwise it would have flown.
This time I did it right. Let's see what happens. Saeed, can you get the door?
Okay. Hello, Principal, sir. Clean it up. The principal's here. The principal's here. The principal's here. Clean it up, quick.
Hello?
Now you're breaking windows with this slingshot, huh? Right? Right? Hold on a minute. Abbas! I'm telling you to stop. Abbas! Hold on a minute. Stop! Where are you going? Where are you going? Very well then. But I'll be seeing you in school, don't forget that.
Essence of pussy willow with syrup. Drink it. It'll put a smile on your face. It'll calm you down. Now, why is it, brother? On your day off, instead of spending time with your family, you're chasing after these kids.
I don't have any days off, sister. You know, people have entrusted their children to me.
Abbas described what happened yesterday to his father and me. Now can you tell me what happened?
Nothing. I was having tea with the teachers during recess when they knocked on the door.
Now listen to this one.
Yes?
A bald guy went to the barber as soon as he walked and everyone started busting up. He said, "Shut the hell up! What are you laughing at? I came to get a drink of water."
Excuse me, Principal. Do I have permission to take care of him? Give him what he deserves.
Oh, I think the Ras Al Khaimah is just joking. Don't take it personally, Mr. Akbar Shahi.
Excuse me. Sir, the kids are gambling in the yard.
They're doing what?
They're gambling.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
No problem, sir.
It's not.
Ow, that hurts!
It's not.
Come on, hand it over.
How is it possible? The principal won't know.
Here you go. Throw it.
Go.
Stop it. Stop running.
Come on, hey.
Take that, you lousy man. Gambling in my school, you good for nothing sense. Get out of my sight. Take that.
Leave us, sir.
And stay out of my sight. I don't want to see your stupid faces again. Well, well. If it isn't Mr. Abbas Babai, what a surprise. You two!
Uncle, it wasn't me! Uncle, it wasn't me!
The hell with your uncle. I saw it myself.
Principal, sir, it wasn't me!
You're in big trouble.
I was only watching them.
So you were learning how to, hey?
I'll tell my mom you're hitting me. I'll tell my father, too.
Go and do whatever the hell you want. You can tell them I punish you more because you're my nephew. Get going now. You rascal.
He was watching. He wasn't gambling. And you hit my child. Would you like it if I hit you?
I don't understand why you're defending him, my sister. Watching isn't any better than gambling. He watches, learns, then wants to do it. Just like that, he'll become a gambler.
Well, I'm not that educated. You probably know better.
This has nothing to do with education. It's about experience.
I love you so very much.
That's not necessary. Instead, every morning, look through your child's pockets and just make sure he doesn't have any knives or slingshots in there.
It didn't belong to him. He got angry, then remembered he had his friend's slingshot with him. Well, I told him to go and return it.
What difference does it make? You know very well that I like Abbas a lot. I swear I do like him.
My Abbas loves his uncle. And I love the both of you.
You're gonna lose.
You're gonna lose,
hey,
Abbas.
Hey, listeners, give it
you
some
know
slack.
You're gonna lose, Abbas.
You're gonna lose.
No, I don't think you can do it.
Give it some slack.
Abbas can't do it.
He's gonna
beat
you.
Abbas, why are you even trying?
Take it.
He's gonna beat you, Abbas.
What are you doing?
You're gonna lose.
You're doing good.
What are you doing, Abbas? Sorry, Abbas.
You're gonna lose.
I think he's
no, I don't think you're gonna do it.
Give it some slack.
Take it higher. You're not gonna make it. Hey, Abbas, don't get the blues. We all know you're gonna lose. Hey, Abbas, don't get the blues. We all know you're gonna lose. Hey, Abbas,
shut the hell up.
Leave him alone,
Saeed.
We all know you're
gonna
lose.
Uh-huh.
You're
gonna
lose.
Go don't try anymore.
Good.
I'm just gonna lose.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna lose. Mama, you can do it.
No.
Come on, Abbas.
You
go on, Mama.
Higher. Right on.
Is he even trying?
You're losing.
Baruz. Baruz, you're done.
No, I don't think you're gonna do it. That was too high. You're not gonna make it.
Go.
You're gonna lose.
Yeah,
don't try anymore.
No,
you're going to
come on, Abbas.
You're not gonna do it.
Oh man.
We
Abbas.
All know you're
gonna
lose.
He's gonna lose.
Go higher.
Oh, come on, Abbas. Just a
you
bit higher.
Him.
Oh
go,
no.
Go higher.
Come on.
Give it slack.
Go, Abbas.
We
go,
all
Abbas.
Know you're gonna lose. Oh,
Abbas.
Abbas. Don't try. You've lost
Yay.
Already.
Why didn't you win, idiot?
Why'd you say that?
Idiot, you should have won.
Hey!
Are you insulting my friend? How dare you? Don't touch me, let go of me. Why are you hitting me?
You bastards! You're ganging up on him!
He was insulting you.
He insulted me, not you!
But you know that I'm your best friend.
I don't need that kind of friend.
You don't?
I don't!
No!
Take that!
I defended you, and this is how you thank me.
Call me! Get off! Thank you.
Do you know why Farouk took the book? I mean, Mr. Ghaffouri's book back from the publisher.
I was surprised too. But when I asked him, he said, actually, Mr. Ghaffouri didn't want it to be published at all. So tell me, how do I find this Farouk guy? Well, actually, Mr. Karabati's a very unusual person. I don't think you'll be able to find him so easily. Why's that? He's kind of flaky like that. He'll work really hard for 2 years, and then all of a sudden, he'll just quit everything and live in a forest for a year. The situation with his book is like that too.
You mean Miss Kafori's book?
Nah, I meant the book about Baba Yi. About 3 years ago, I did all of the bookbinding for Mr. Karamati's project. He was also after it back then, to publish a book about Abbas Baba Yi. Come in, please. Is Farouk related to Abbas Baba Yi? Nah. In fact, when I hassled him about why he insisted on focusing on that guy, you know what he said to me? He let it slip that he felt indebted to Abbas Baba Yi, and he felt that he somehow had to pay it off, if you can believe that.
Indebted how?
He didn't say. I think that maybe Mr. Karamati somehow feels he owes his life to Abbas Baba Yi. We won't find him like this. I remember one time when we spoke, you said Farouk was from Isfahan. How about from there? Can we get anything? I mean, like some information or something?
One of the villages near Isfahan. I doubt it. And anyways, he's in Turkey at the moment. Wait till he comes back. I'm sure he'll come to see me.
Maybe he won't. But thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot, Payman. Oh, hold on a second. It belongs to Miss Ghaffouri. The last time Mr. Karamati came here, he left this and said Miss Ghaffouri will come pick it up. I think it might have something to do with Baba Yi. Okay, okay, that's good. I told you, I'll be there in half an hour. You're driving me nuts, you called so much. Ugh.
Well?
Well, that's it. We'll have to wait till Farouk comes back from Turkey.
Sir?
Is that all? I'm kind of in a rush. See you later.
See you later.
Remember who told you about that incident regarding a boss and the school janitor?
It was Ahmad, the school janitor. My father told me once too. Abbas did these kinds of things a lot.
Go ahead.
Oh. God damn that motorcycle rider, sir. Oh, if I get my hands on it. Oh.
What a bind we're in. Very well. You go and rest, and I'll think what to do about this place's janitorial services.
Sir, I have been trying really hard. I was taking care of everything myself, and my wife was helping too.
To tell you the truth, my knees are swollen. In the hospital, when I went to get bandages for Mad, the pain of walking made me cry.
I told you not to go. With your condition, you wanted to come. This is another hardship, sir. Whatever you think is best.
Look, man, put yourself in my place. What am I supposed to tell the children's parents and the school authorities? Should I say because of Ahmad's accident and his wife's swollen knees, the school smells like crap? There has to be someone who'll clean up this place.
Principal, sir. If they see my condition, and the condition of my wife, who's overweight.
My knees hurt very much, sir.
See, her knees hurt. Oh, we'll listen to whatever you have to say.
Whatever you think is best.
So you want me to roll up my own sleeves and go and clean this whole mess up myself?
No, Principal, sir, don't say that, please. Don't make us more ashamed than we already are. The doctor said that they'll remove the casts in under 2 months. After that, I'll be at your service. God damn that motorcycle rider.
God damn him. If he opened his eyes, you wouldn't be in this condition.
Well, what are we going to do for 2 whole months? At least let's search and find someone.
Principal, sir, where are we supposed to search to find a proper and trustworthy person? And besides, you just say hello and they say money.
They do, do they? Well, this is what happens when you're careless.
Sir, just please give me 2 days, and I'll be very grateful if I just get my hands on that motorcycle rider.
Oh, man, you're not starting that up again. What are you doing here? Were you eavesdropping?
No,
were you?
No, I swear to God, Uncle.
I said, what were you doing here?
I wasn't eavesdropping. Ouch, I wasn't eavesdropping.
Did you call me Uncle again?
Sorry, Principal, sir. I wasn't eavesdropping.
Go to your class. Get
going. I'm sorry. I wanted to get permission to come in and tell you that we kids can clean the school until Master Ahmad gets better. We will all help each other until he comes back. We can take turns. We can come in the afternoons, 3 at a time, 5 at a time. And clean up till Mr. Ahmad and Mrs. Effart get better.
Mr. Ashdamasumi, first place runner in the student's 100 meter dash in Kazvin. A round of applause, if you please. Congratulations. Well done. Well done. Well done. Now go stand in line. Very well. Now it's pouring down with rain, so before you get any wetter, pay attention. Children, pay attention. Now before you all get soaking wet, those students of you who have brought the permission slips you need from your parents, regarding helping with the cleaning of the school, raise your hands. Show your permission slips.
I have my slip.
Well done.
I have mine. I have my slip.
I have mine too.
Yes, I also have mine.
Hello? Hello, Dad.
Hello, Masood. How are you doing, my son?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Why didn't you tell us lately you got in an accident? How's she doing now?
She's in ICU.
They didn't create any problems for you?
The situation isn't the way you heard it was, Dad.
You're either being too optimistic, or you're keeping something from me.
Sorry, Dad, listen, I'm somewhere where I can't talk too much, if you don't mind.
Masood, hurry and come back. I know it's hard for you to leave Layli, but staying there, well, it's just useless for you. And it only causes us to be worried about you. We want to have you back here.
Sure. I just have to first finish something quickly.
Finish what?
I'll come afterwards.
It's Masood. I just hope that Leli is all right.
I want to know what Leli was up to during the time I wasn't in Iran.
Leli hasn't talked to us about her work for quite some time now. Perhaps you know more about it.
Mother, when I came back to Iran, Leli didn't even come to the airport. You must have known where she was going that day.
She told me once that she's doing research for the book she's writing.
They came to my office today, and they took all of Leili's videos, cassettes, and notes.
Oh, my. Who?
You mean you don't know anything? They took my passport, too. What does that mean? It means they're preventing me from leaving the country.
I had trust in Leli. I rarely asked her about her work. And also, she packed her stuff and went to your office, didn't she? I only actually heard about her health from her mother. That's all.
Fine. With your permission. Do you know someone named Farooq Karamati?
Farooq Karamati is the gentleman who introduced Miss Ghafoori to me. And Miss Ghafoori called me once to come and see me. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it because I was busy with a seminar. I think she was upset with me because she never called again.
Leli, Mrs. Ghafoori, why did she want to see you?
Well, Mr. Karamati introduced Ms. Ghafoori to hear my memories of Abbas Babayi and record them. It's because at one time, Abbas and I worked together.
You mean you used to be a pilot?
No. We were pharmaceutical students together when we were young, and that was during a 3-month summer session.
Oh, man, forgive me. I was under the wrong impression. Forget it. Can I ask you a favor? Since Mrs. Ghafoori couldn't come here, can you tell me the memories that you have of her, at least?
Of course. I've taken the liberty of putting on some tea. We can talk while it brews.
Sorry, one moment.
Are you recording?
Yes, go ahead.
Esmail Babayi, Abbas's father, always had one wish, one dream. And that was for Abbas to become a doctor. Preferred above all other doctors was the pharmacist, because he worked in a clinic and also an office. During that summer break, I think Abbas was either in 8th or 9th grade, he brought Abbas to the pharmacy, where I was also a student, and introduced him. Of course, I was older than Abbas. The pharmacy's owner had noticed that on several occasions, drugs had gone missing from the shelves. Until one day, he caught Abbas. Abbas admits that he had taken the drugs, but he had put the money in one of the drawers. He opens the drawer and shows the money. Then we find out that Abbas was buying the drugs for the people who'd come to buy medicine, couldn't afford to pay for it. He was paying for it himself. Abbas, Abbas, in a much shorter time, had learned the names of many more drugs than I did. And with what he'd done, he became the pharmacy owner's favorite. I was jealous of him. I've loved to drink tea ever since I was a child, so I always had a thermos full of tea with me. Sometimes, in order to kiss up to him, I'd give some tea to the owner. I was much larger than Abbas. I used to find any excuse to hit him. I hated him. One day, when I hit him for no reason, he got upset with me and hit me back. Then he grabbed my thermos and smashed it on the ground. Then, without saying another word, he just put his head down and took off forever. 10 years later, after I'd finished my studies, I was working in the same pharmacy. Oh, the tea. One day, the pharmacy's door had opened and a man walked in wearing military fatigues. He stood in front of me with his head down. But I knew when he raised his head, I recognized him. It was Abbas, twice my size. We hugged each other and then we talked. It was just 2 days since he'd returned from America. He brought me a thermos and he said it was the only souvenir he had brought back from there. God bless his soul.
Hello, who is this?
Hello.
It's Malia Hikmet. I saw you at the hospital yesterday.
Yes, yes, I remember.
I really wanted to know where you are to tell them to send you Layli's writings and stuff that they took from her office yesterday.
How did you know about that?
Well, you know, they contacted me to investigate about Layli. I told them we were working on a cultural project together, that's all.
I'm sorry for asking, but...
Don't worry about it, Mr. Karami. Hopefully, and if there's time in the future and you have the patience, we can talk about what happened here.
Fine. I'm going to my office. If it's not too much trouble, send it there.
Yes, of course. Take care. Goodbye.
What does it mean? My passport's gone. Hello, hi, Miss Hikmet.
Hello.
I've received the package, but...
I know, forgive me. I'll see you at the hospital tomorrow. Good night.
What the hell were you doing, Layli? I'm going crazy.
Oh, my, forgive me, Mrs. Hegmutt. I'm really sorry. It's a little difficult to adjust this. Very well. With your permission, I am going to move the chair because it's blocking you. I am listening. Please, go ahead. These are Abbas's letters. Letters he sent from America. From America, Dezful, after our engagement from Tehran. At that stage, we hadn't gotten married yet then. But Abbas and I knew that we loved each other. He'd write these letters. But he was too embarrassed to send them to me. He collected them and gave them all to me at once after we got married.
If you don't mind, let's go back a bit further. I want to know how you got married.
The first time Abbas's family came to talk about a proposal to me, my mother was extremely opposed. The main reason was that she didn't want to give away her daughter to her husband's family.
The other reason was
Abbas's profession. But that Abbas, he said he'd throw himself from a plane.
What a cute threat. And then?
And then, you know, he came to Kasvan.
Come on, get in!
Come on, get in!
Get in there, you! Come on!
Everyone to the bus!
Come on!
Everybody to the bus! I'm not waiting around for anyone!
Everybody, please, get on the bloody bus!
We're leaving in 5 minutes!
Right,
everyone, get to the bus if you want to ride!
Shoeshine! Shoeshine! Sir, can I shine your shoes?
Well, well. What a reception, eh?
I really missed this place, Sayid.
Really? What does this place have?
Well, this is our hometown.
Walk on the red carpet. It's more of a stone carpet.
Barbecue. I've got a tasty barbecue.
So
all you want. Barbecue.
Sweet, juicy pomegranates. Get your pomegranates here.
Barbecue. I've got a tasty barbecue. All you want. Barbecue.
I say, let's make an agreement.
How about we arrange not to see each other?
For sure.
Just kidding, Mr. Kajastafar. Hello. How are you? Send my regards. Boy.
Oh, hello, Uncle.
How are you, Hassan?
Put your hands up.
Use hands up for guns, Hassan.
Did you bring it?
Ah.
If you didn't bring it, I'm going to kill you.
I think you're going to have to kill me.
You broke your promise.
Hey, Hassan! Hassan! That's not a nice thing to say! I want you to give me another chance!
But you never kept any
of
them!
No! Now, forgive me! I'll try and make it up to you!
Oh, my! Hello! What are you doing, Abbas? It's not nice in front of the neighbors dressed like that.
Oh, Hassan, what are you doing? Man, this kid of yours is going to kill his own uncle if he's not careful.
We're so happy our brother is a pilot.
Look what you've done to me. How's it going, my darling sister?
Praise God. You came without telling us.
I had nothing to do in Tehran, so I thought I'd come and hang out with you guys.
Not hang out. Cause trouble.
Don't say that. Let's go in. Let's go.
Entry's forbidden. It's a women's meeting. Mother is holding a prayer group. If you want, go to our house.
What's it for?
I think it's in your honor. What news about going to America? Have you been accepted?
Let's see what God wills. Nothing's really clear yet. They haven't answered. Very well, I'm going to take off and go and see Dad. Hey, kid, come and take this. Well, let me see. What do I have in here? Here you are.
Uncle, you bought it for me.
See now. Are you ticklish or not?
Uncle, stop it.
Okay, then, Aktas, if it's not too much trouble, take this in, sure. Please. Do you want anything? So need anything?
No, thanks.
All right, bye for now.
Oh, Mom, see how cool it is.
It's nice.
Thank you.